Good morning and welcome to the Public Affairs Program. My name is Renee Swanson and I have Lauren Durbin from the Lead for Performing Arts out of Lincoln, Nebraska on the phone with me. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning, Renee. How are you?
I am great and I want to hear what's going on at the Lead. What's going on?
Sure. So kicking off September, and I think a lot of people are excited about this, on September 10th, we have an evening with Amy Grant. She has not been around Nebraska for a while, so we are really excited to welcome her back. It is going to be a nostalgic evening of all of her hits from, you know, the past 30 years, her huge career. So that is coming up on Wednesday, September 10th. Mm-hmm. And then also in September, Lincoln Symphony Orchestra kicks off their new season. That one's on Friday, September 19th. This is a program called Pulse and Panorama that will include the symphonic dances from West Side Story and a lot of other like beloved pieces of classical music. So we're excited to have Lincoln Symphony Orchestra back. They are a resident company at the Lead Center. And then October is huge. I know we're skipping ahead just a little, but October is a full month at the Lead Center. And so I wanted to highlight a couple of those things. It all kicks off with the Tina Turner musical, October 8th through 11th. And if you are a Tina Turner fan, this is absolutely a can't miss. It is the story of her life, the queen of rock and roll and how she became the queen of rock and roll. And of course, all of her hits. It is told through her beloved music, Proud Mary and What's Love Got to Do With It and all the songs that a lot of people probably know all the words to without even realizing they know all the words to.
I love
it. So that is the Tina Turner musical. That's October 8th through 11th.
Okay. And how do people get tickets if they want to go to any of the shows at the Lead?
Sure. Leadcenter.org is where you get tickets to just about anything. Also in October, we have Johnny Carson's 100th birthday is October 23rd. And we are celebrating, of course, Johnny Carson, a native Nebraskan, graduate of the university, actually a Lead Center founder. He gave one of the final gifts that allowed the building of the Lead Center in the late 80s. And of course, his foundation has supported so much of what's wonderful at the university. And so we're celebrating in a big way. So on October 23rd, we're celebrating Johnny Carson's birthday with a multimedia evening hosted by Pat Hazel, who's a comedian. He was a writer for Seinfeld, but was on The Tonight Show lots of times. And he will host the evening of all kinds of vintage clips from The Tonight Show. So Johnny will introduce all of the performers because all of them are Tonight Show veterans. We've got magician Lance Burton and singer Marilyn May, who was on The Tonight Show more than 70 times, more than any other musical artist. And just a huge evening of variety acts. The UNL Jazz Orchestra will stand in for the Tonight Show Orchestra and play from all of their original charts. So it's just going to be a wonderful, wonderful celebration of, one of Nebraska's favorite sons, Johnny Carson. So that is October 23rd. And I hope lots of people will put it on their calendars.
Absolutely. Mark your calendars, people. He was the guy that you went to bed with. You know what I mean? Not in that sexual.
Yes.
No. But, you watched Johnny and then you went to bed. I loved Johnny Carson. And so proud that he come from our great state of Nebraska. So anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. What else do we have going on?
No, not at all. And then we also just, season packages are still on sale. And if you are a music lover, any of these events you can buy just on their own. But if you buy five of them, you get a big discount. And this season, it's really like the musical masters. Just coming up in the next couple months, Yo-Yo Ma, Wynton Marsalis, the Soweto Gospel Choir, Canadian Brass, the Boston Pops doing the music of John Williams, the Philadelphia Orchestra, just so much to be excited about. So we hope people will make the trip to Lincoln and enjoy some just world-class music right here in Nebraska.
That's amazing. Oh, Lauren, that's wonderful. All right, again, let's let our listeners know where they can get tickets or who they can call or whatever you want them to know.
Absolutely. It's leadcenter.org, L-I-E-D, center.org. You can always call the box office, 402-472-4747. And we have lovely people that would love to help you make sure you find what you want at the price you're looking for, the seats you need. And one thing I also wanted to say, because we get a lot of questions about this, don't ever let accessibility issues prevent you from coming to the lead center. We absolutely have ways to get wherever you need to get without any stairs, whatever accommodations you need. We have wonderful people who would be happy to talk you through just getting exactly what you need to make sure you can enjoy events and be comfortable.
I love the lead for that. That is just wonderful. Well, Lauren, I want to thank you for talking to us on the Public Affairs Program and letting us know what's going on at the lead. Is there anything you'd like to add before we go?
Just so we hope everyone will come down and enjoy some world-class events and arts right here in Nebraska.
Wonderful. Thank you, Lauren. And to
Thank you.
And to our listeners, thank you for tuning into the Public Affairs Program. Have a great rest of your day.